Hello again, and welcome to the Morning Report here on NewOrleansSaints.com. It's Friday, November 15th here at the New Orleans Saints practice facility on Airline Drive. And of course, we get into the injury situation. Now, you probably read about this on NewOrleansSaints.com yesterday afternoon, but just to bring you up to date, Saints safety Kenny Vaccaro and tight end Ben Watson, with those concussions, did not participate in practice again on Thursday. So those guys will probably be a little bit iffy for Sunday's game. For San Francisco, tight end Vernon Davis and safety Eric Reed, both of those guys suffered concussions also last week, but they were limited in practice. We expect those guys to play on Sunday. So everyone else on each team's injury report was either full or limited in some capacity in practice. So expect two teams to be fairly healthy for this time of season as we get into it. Now, we know the San Francisco 49ers have had difficulty throwing the football this season. They are 32nd. That's last in the league in passing. However, they have been pretty efficient running the football. And if the Saints are going to stop the 49ers from running, tackle John Jenkins is going to have a lot to do with it. Okay, we're here with rookie defensive tackle John Jenkins, who has had a superb season so far. Stepped in.
That's what we call it.
When you're 7-2, it's always
superb.
Who's been able to step into the gap a couple of times, step into the fray. Now going against San Francisco, that read option offense, what are some of the things that you'll be looking for?
I mean, there's a lot of things to look for with that type of offense. You know, you got to watch out for the traps here and there. You know, it's a lot of things. You know what I mean? You just can't be too sure, but you just got to be ready. So, in other words, we just stay, do our jobs. That's it, just do our jobs.
Now, we hadn't talked to you this rookie season. How's everything going for you? How's the adjustment going for you? We know you had to probably play, you know, more snaps earlier than you might have anticipated, more than the team might have wanted you to because of injury, but certainly you seem to have held up well.
I mean, I've just been doing what I had to do. You know what I mean? I came here to play ball. You know, I'm blessed that this organization gave me a chance and believed in me, so I just didn't want to let them down. And yeah, I did have to step in a lot sooner than what I thought I would have to step in, but you know, I mean, I've just been trying to win the trust of my defense and the team and just go out there and ball.
Now, as for the San Francisco team, you know, they're noted to be a physical team. They want to run it at you, they want to get their yards, and they kind of want to impose their will on you. What are your thoughts about that?
I mean, may the best man win.
John. What have you learned, I guess, defensively playing against this offense in practice, I guess specifically against Drew Brees and these receivers and these running backs?
I mean, everybody has a good team. This is what we do for a living as professionals, you know. But watching these guys on my end, see them play, man, it's amazing. I can say nonetheless, it's amazing. Drew Brees, a very smart player. We have very explosive receivers, very explosive running back. You know what I mean? Our offensive line coming together. You know what I mean? It's amazing watching them guys. They're going against them guys every day.
Now, folks, John's a Georgia Bulldog. This being LSU country, I won't bring up anything about either team right now because, you know, I know he's probably a little bit wounded right now. So we're going to, you know, it's after playing against Bama in the SEC championship game last year.
We're going to bring that up. Right?
I know you got Mark and Roman around here.
Hey, it's all good, man. You know, it's fun. It's fun to see these guys and see all of us come together, the SEC country, you know. I got to talk that week on prior to the game, LSU this, LSU that. Now I tell them kindly, you got another year to think about what you did wrong. Hey, you know what I mean? I'm not going to rub it in your face. You just got another year to think about what you did wrong.
Well, we'd like to thank Mr. Jenkins for joining us here on the Morning Report. Join us throughout the day here on NewOrleansSaints.com. We will have Coach Payton's news conference live stream this afternoon, as well as defensive coordinator Rob Ryan. We'll also have more features and videos on NewOrleansSaints.com. Also, check out thepelicans.com for the Black and Blue Report, and that will post also on NewOrleansSaints.com.